slog it, running into the centre circle. Now spread out the left-hand side along the ground to Cole. Plays it out wide left. Day Jr., who now chips it over the head of Madden for Cole. Played along the deck into the 18-yard box for McNamee, who makes it 1-0 to Derry City. Fantastic attack from Derry. And finally we get that goal with almost 9 minutes gone.
It was identical goal to the one Ajax scored. Their second goal the other night there. But I thought
Clifford's been chased down now by Junior O'Giddy. He finds Birmingham back in field to Kelly. Kelly left footed with a shot. Oh, it's a stinger and it's hit the back of the net. That's an absolute beezer.
Lee Desmond.
Kelly, number 12.
Was it?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, was it Lee Desmond?
It was Lee Desmond. An absolute out.
It just caught Jerry flat footed there.
Drennan and McCabe standing over it. McCabe right footed, launches it into the 18 yard box. And it's at the back post. Oh, it was just Shaw who was arriving late. He took everyone unawares, but Peter Cherry was equal to it. He gets down and saves the blushes for Derry City.
Well, that's an absolute sitter. I mean, Gary Shaw has peeled round the back, lost.
Hartman has spotted now that Darren Cole's in a bit of space over on that right hand side. Darren Cole bringing it forward. He puts it on the Parkhouse. Parkhouse's first time shot. Oh, that's just wide of the upright, but it was a decent move from Derry City down that right hand side.
It was again Cole involved. Harkin gives it out to Cole. Cole drives forward and slipped a nice ball.
Derry City trying to turn the screw here on St. Pat's. Cole looking for some options. Throws it. Sloggett receives it on his chest, shielding it now over on that left hand side before playing it towards Junior O'Giddy's head, and that's gone over the crossbar. A great opportunity for Derry with 58 minutes gone.
That was a great ball in from Sloggett on the turn, deep in the St. Pat's left hand side.
Kieran Harkin now in the right back position finds Gerardo Bruno, gives him his first touch since coming on as sub there moments ago. Harkin plays a loose ball back. Peter Cherry is alert to it as Drennan was closing in on it there. But I think Jackie Harkin would need to be a bit more careful with his clearances. Junior O'Giddy finds Barry McNamee. Barry McNamee steps away from one challenge, gives it over to 80 to lap. 80 to lap scampers down to the touchline, gets it back on the McNamee. Oh, McNamee's brought to ground by Simon Madden. That's going to be a penalty to Derry City.
It's not. It's a goal kick.
I thought he was pointing at the penalty. No, he was just laughing. But as it is, Derek Tomney blows the whistle to bring proceedings to a close. It's finished at the Brandywell. Derry City 1, St. Patrick's Athletic 1.
Declan, that must have been a very frustrating game to watch my sidelines.
Listen, there's highs and lows in the game, every game. We set up to try and win the match. We got off to a great start. A really good goal, but, you know, if we thought our goal was good, you only have to look at their goal in terms of the quality of the strike. And, you know, if we had to have four goalkeepers in the goal, probably wouldn't have saved it. So, you know, we have to hold our hands up. They got their moment in the game that caused us a problem. I don't think Peter had a save to make in the rest of the game, which shows you our dominance in the second half. And I thought it was dominance. We really tried to win the game. And, you know, without really creating too many really clear-cut chances, we probably just missed our final pass, or the final cross was a wee bit astray, or our set-piece delivery was a bit off tonight. But look, where we're coming from and where we're trying to get to, in the grand scheme of things, I think previous, you know, we might have lost that last year, but, you know, we're disappointed that it's a point, but, you know, we have to learn from that and move on.
Of course, Barry McNamee open the scoring tonight for you, but do you feel maybe he's took your foot off the gas and let them into the game in the first
half? No, they're a good side. They've beaten Dundalk. We haven't. So they are capable of beating anybody. They're capable of winning. They've spent a lot of money in bringing in a lot of top players. So absolutely, we definitely didn't take our foot off the gas. They dominated for a period in time that we found hard to get back into. And when we did get back in, they at the start of the second half, when we made a couple of a change in terms of tactically, we dominated the game without really creating that last pass in that final ball. But we dominated the game, and I think we were really in the front foot. We really tried to win the game, so I have absolutely no complaints in terms of the players' appetite to try and win.
Of course, you said you made a technical change. Was that Jamie McDonagh coming off at half-time?
Listen, Jamie's been great. I just thought tonight was an extra body in midfield was required. Knowing Stokes came in and played in a free role behind the front two, I felt with Emmons having three at the back, we needed to get two centre-forwards up a pitch. And for long periods of the second half it worked, but we just missed that wee creative spark, and that's going to happen. As I said, consistently say, we're going to have nights where we're going to have difficult nights and we're going to have a tough, but I thought really positive in our approach play. Some of the 1-2, some of the attacking play in the second half was very good, But, you know, it's a point. We haven't lost a game. We'll move on and we'll try and make game points up as we move.
Man, it's only back again, Ali Gilchrist. You had to take him off. Is it injured?
Well, I don't know. I was surprised to hear the shout. So, listen, Ali's not coming off for nothing. So we'll get him assessed now over the next hour or two and see where he is. But, again, tonight, with a lot of good performances. They're difficult to play against. You know, when you look at the players that they have, you know, Gary Shaw, Ricky Drennan, you know, Chris Forrester. Listen, they're top side. They're top side, and people are disappointed and going home a bit frustrated here tonight. We have to realise where we're coming from, right? They have players that are the top players in this league. We're a new bunch of players put together, and I'm thankful for all the support that we're getting, but we have to make sure we keep going and we keep going and we keep going because the players are pushing everything that they have.
Overall, Declan, happy with the point then?
No, I'm not happy with the point at all because we only won every game at the Brandywell. But the way the game throws things up at you, there were some weird decisions during the course of the game. I'll not mention by whom. But ultimately, you know, it takes a sting out of the game whenever you're consistently getting knocked back in decisions. But, you know, we're disappointed that it wasn't the one. But really and truly, I'm delighted that it wasn't a defeat.
Thank you, Declan.